Oh, hey there, hi there, ho there. Welcome to Sociology with Mr. Sin. So today we're going to be talking about different media theories that are going to look at how the media impacts you, how you impact the media, and how society is influenced by the media. So starting off, the media, I mean, what the whole point of it is one, there's a bunch of different varieties of things that would fall under the category of media, like video games, movies, the news, newspapers, radio, music, all these different things or different forms of media. And for each person, they're going to interpret the media differently, depending on their own experiences and past perceptions of it. But a lot of times the media is used to send information to the viewers or to their audience, to entertain people, to make money, bring people together, bring societies together, for sports and entertainment, or for just in general, for music, like example, to express creative differences between people and to show an artistic side of individuals. So there's a bunch of different points that media does, and it all depends on who you are as the viewer of what types of media you are going to consume. And with all the different types of media, there's a bunch of different effects. Some of the positive ones are it's going to make an informed society by providing news and information of what's going on. It might relieve stress for people. It might be waste time where they can just sit back and relax. They might be able to listen to music or watch movies where they can identify with the characters or the song and the lyrics and kind of get a better sense of who they are. Helps people become connected. It provides different viewing opportunities, whether it's looking at reality TV or dramas or action films. All these different things have different effects depending on who you are as an individual and how you use them. Now, with the media, though, there's also negative effects that happen from it. So fear-mongering, this idea of this panic that it creates and scares people, wasting your time like Facebook and other social media things that sometimes happen. Isolation can occur where people start to feel isolated from society and they become so attached to their devices that they no longer really fit in outside the online world. It also puts people against each other. It kind of pits them against each other. A lot of times with the news, the thing that sells and the thing that's going to get views is conflict. It's not a compelling story when it's looking at, oh, everyone agreed at the end. A lot of times media will use very bipolar views and try to get the extremes to kind of duke it out on the air to get people to watch. So this kind of us versus them. And all of these different things get categorized into a couple different categories that we're going to look at. Our first category is the direct media effects category. And in here, these theories that fit into this category are going to believe that the media has a very strong and direct influence over the individual watching it or consuming it. And that a lot of times that these effects are very negative ones. They are going to create a future that is not as good as the past. And that is a negative kind of time. And the media has a very strong influence over the individuals who are watching it. And a lot of times the individuals watching whatever media they are consuming are not as intelligent and will just accept whatever they're being told as the truth without fact-checking or looking into it. The next category that we're going to be looking at is the limited. And for the limited effects, these believe, and these theories that would fall under here, that the audience is actually going to pick the different media that they want to consume. They'll find things that go off their beliefs of society or their views. They will not go and search for media that contradicts what they believe or find different media that will challenge their current thought process. Limited believes that people will search for just parts of the story or parts of the information that will best help them and their narrative of life. The indirect theories in this category, they believe that it's not one thing that's going to cause someone to change. It's not one news program or it's not one network. It's over time things start to happen. And as you continuously consume certain images or lyrics or whatever it is that you are consuming, that's when it'll start to affect you. So it takes a long time for the individual to be affected by the media. So let's go into a little bit more in depth for each of these categories. So starting with the direct media effects. So our first one that we're going to look at, our first model, is the hypodermic syringe model, also known as this magic bullet. So this is the idea that the media actually transmits messages into the audience. So to the audience, whether it's ideas, information, beliefs, all of these different things. And the audience is going to be the receivers here. And they just pick up and right away they're going to act upon it. So whatever the media is kind of telling them, think of this syringe you can see right here, different propaganda being just injected into the people's head. So the media is like a shot or a drug. You inject it into the body, which would be the audience. And the audience is very passive here. They're not active interpreters. They're not going to think about it. They're not going to say, well, is that correct? Is it not? They're just going to accept it for reality and accept it as truth and then act from there. So this is how it would kind of look. So you can see the effects right away for this model. Right here we have the mass media production. They're producing everything that they are, whatever that may be, whatever network it is, or whatever you're thinking of for your media right now. Right here would be our original members who are getting it. They're getting this information right away, acting upon it. For here, they're talking to their friends. So maybe this is a news network and they're talking about a new terror attack and a scare for the country. These people hear it right away. They're starting to tell their friends of, did you hear what happened? This is going to come. We have to take shelter. We have to prepare. Everything is about to end. So we have reactions right away. So the media is the cause. Audience reacts. That is the effect. So it's kind of a cause and effect model looking at media and how we interpret it. With this model, immediacy is key. So with the hypodermic syringe model, if there is no immediate reaction, you cannot tell then if this whole model is working. So the media has to be, for it to be the cause, you have to have an effect right away after where we're having this change in behavior. And this model believes in the idea and this theory of the mass society, which argues that people are socially isolated. And people who are socially isolated are especially vulnerable to these extremist movements or radical thinking or these kind of very, they're easily manipulated, think of it. So here we have the political cartoon of, you have Ebola, the guy is reading it on the air, and he's like, what if it becomes airborne? The guy in the car hears it, and he's like, what? No, what if it becomes airborne? And he's freaking out. And then you have a guy driving next to him, and he's like, it already is. And you can see fear-mongering, where the radio is just spreading this fear without actually looking into it. Same thing with ISIS. And so these things, right now in the United States and in the past, have been used, and people have kind of freaked out to an extent that they didn't necessarily need to, because the United States, we are a lot safer than people gave credit to. If we're looking at Ebola in particular, a lot of people thought that it was going to spread throughout, that millions and millions of people in the United States were going to get it. It's went through Africa and it's going to continue to spread. And that was because all you heard about on the news was Ebola and how it's coming and how it's spreading and look out, get ready. The reality was, if you actually looked into it, there was huge differences about how Africa handled Ebola and how the United States did. We were very prepared as a country for it. We were able to counter it. While some Ebola did manage to get onto the shores of the United States, it was contained. So there's differences there when you actually start to look into it. But this would be this idea of the audience hears something, direct effect. For the mass society, again, this is going off this idea of socially isolated people. And with these, a lot of times, you're being controlled by a larger corporation or a group or an institution. So traditionally what we see for a mass society theory is they believe that there's going to be a lack of cultural diversity. Now, this is not meaning race or ethnicity, but meaning more that everyone's going to have the same culture. And they're all getting their same information from the same spot. So strong commitment to the industry, fragile and non-existent social ties between groups. So you can see in these kind of political cartoons, we have the zombies here all on their phones, walking through, not really understanding what's going on in life, just focusing on whatever's up on their phone. Same thing here. All these people are reading the news. However, it's all being controlled by the same person. So this idea of mass society is whatever you are getting your information from, they're going to have a huge pull over the individuals that are consuming it, especially when the more individuals get the information from the same source. So that's kind of the idea here between mass society. The next model here for our direct is the transmission model. And this one is suggesting a little bit more sophisticated relationship with the media and their audiences. So this model believes that the senders, which are going to be our media still, are going to be in two parts. So we're going to have our information source and the transmission source. So information source, an example here would be a government announcement. The transmission source would be whatever news network you're watching, so that television reporter. Receivers, however, they can be directly sent, so the message can be directly sent to receiver, but it's also possible for people who are not watching the broadcast to also be sent the message. So this would happen through social interaction of people as they continue to talk about it. And then noise and interference, this is anything that's going to distract the audience, forcing them to miss part of the message. So, for example, if this is our sender, maybe they're getting over here, we're having a government announcement about Ebola and how it isn't that big of a deal. Our sender is going to take that information. However, they're only going to focus on Ebola and it's coming. The government is now trying to research to counter it. So they are not using the original message. They're just taking parts of it and then they're going to send it. As it's being sent, maybe while you're watching the news, your phone rings. And so you look at the phone and you just hear Ebola is coming. And that's all you hear because you're distracted for the rest and you didn't hear the rest of the message. You then have that. You're going to decode that, process it however you will, and then you'll tell other people and you'll react to it. So it's kind of how this model works. So some of the problems with the direct effect models are they treat the audience as very gullible, uninformed. And today, 21st century, it's very easy to be informed. You can Google anything now. You can go on the internet. You can fact check. So a lot of times today, people, for the most part, or to an extent, depending on your thoughts of society, will ask questions about something, or they won't accept it as fact right away. So that would be something that would counter this model as being a widespread representation of the United States or the world today. Our next category is the limited media effects category. And this one is looking through the idea of the audience is going to pick what they believe. And our first theory here, and actually the only one that we're going to go into for this category, is the diffusion theory. And this is the idea that media messages are spread throughout an audience and are based on the idea of a trickle-down effect. So the message is sent by the media, but can be received by the audience in a couple of different ways. It could be directly, where you're hearing it right away. It could be indirectly, through maybe you're hearing it from someone else, or you're hearing it from someone who heard it from another person. So it's being spread throughout social interactions. And many times, these people are going to focus on parts of the message that work with their perspective or ideology and transmit that information to others. For the limited theory, this is going off the idea that people are going to pick the news they want to hear. If there's information that goes against what they believe, they'll either question it, maybe they'll ask for sources, they won't believe it, or they might just ignore it completely. But if they hear information that promotes the narrative that they have of life or whatever topic it is, they'll just accept it right away as fact and they'll spread that along. With this theory, a couple things happen. So with this diffusion, with perception, a lot of times when you're watching it, whatever news or whatever media you're consuming, your brain, and you'll start to focus in on certain parts of the message. So if you hear something that really resonates with you and connects with what you believe, all of a sudden you'll start listening more intently and be like, oh yeah, I agree. Like, yes, finally, someone else understands. But if you hear something that's very against what you think, that also could trigger you to start listening, and then you'll get upset and you'll be like, ah, again, liberal media or the right-wing media, they don't get it. This country's being wrecked. So normally the extremes will trigger you to start noticing messages here. For exposure, people are going to choose what they want to watch and read, and they're going to do that based off what's consistent with their beliefs. They're not going to go out and try to find stuff that counters them. And we listen to what we think is important to us. You're not going to turn on the TV and try to figure out something that you really don't care about. For things that you're remembering, for attention, again, the things that are consistent with your beliefs, that's what you're going to put emphasis on. That's what you're going to remember. And for cognitive dissonance here, if a message doesn't fit with what the audience is hearing, odds are they'll respond by dismissing it, doubting it, or completely ignoring it and so forth. They will reject it. They're not going to put much time into it. So our last one here that we're going to look at is the indirect media effects. And with these, we're going to be looking at this accumulation theory. And this is the idea that the longer you expose yourself to something, the more likely you are for becoming desensitized to it and having your behavior altered. So the idea that the media effects are cumulative, not immediate. Things don't affect you right away. It's over time when you have constant repetition that it impacts you. So example, the more you watch violent TV shows, movies, or play violent video games, the more likely you are to become violent. This theory would go from the idea that watching one violent video game or seeing a violent movie wouldn't do anything to you. But if you play 50 violent video games, see 50 violent movies, then it'll start to affect you. So games like Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, music, and even movies like Deadpool or some other rated R movies a lot of times get criticized because people for this theory are going to say that these forms of entertainment are negative and they're detrimental to society. Because the more people play Grand Theft Auto and Call of Duty, the more they need more violence to satisfy their thrills. Because you'll get used to shooting people in Call of Duty, killing people in Grand Theft Auto, hearing Deadpool swear and use excessive violence, or hearing rap music talk down to women and also use obscenities. And that'll be just become the new normal. And so for you to get your next thrill, you have to have a form of media that's more extreme and more extreme. And eventually you won't be able to satisfy that. And so this theory compounds essentially on top of itself, where as you keep consuming, you keep on trying to push the envelope for what you are experiencing. With this model and this theory, desensitization is key. And this is where you, over time, slowly have less and less of an emotional response to positive or negative things. And as you become exposed to it, it becomes more normal. So you have here where we have violent videos and music and weapons and everything happening on TV. We have a dad here. I've had it. I'm afraid these video games will make you more violent. The son's going to try to hit him over the head. Here, another political cartoon. If you keep watching that violence, your head is going to explode, splattering your mushy brains all over my nice clean carpet. The son, who is desensitized, is just like, cool. That sounds awesome. So this is a very big focus of this theory here and how it believes that media affects the viewers. With the accumulation theory, the difference here between our other two theories that we have looked at is that it only believes that some people in the audience will be at risk. Now, over time, if you were to have extreme exposure, everyone would be. But the people that it believes the most are children. And that's because children lack social experiences. It's harder for them to understand the difference between reality and some of the video games and TV shows and movies because they don't have the experiences to put a lot of the situations they'll be confronted in these contents and in this media into perspective. So that's going to be the main category of people that'll be most vulnerable according to the accumulation theory. So hopefully this helped you better understand the different media theories, how they affect society, how society affects them, and how the individual, you, are affected by them. If you have any other questions, make sure to email me and let me know. Otherwise, have a great day, afternoon, morning, night, whenever you're watching this. I'm Mr. Sin, and this was Sociology.